All right, welcome to the Sparks team training call for Monday, September 24th, 2012. We're going to talk tonight a little bit about the AMSOIL business opportunity, go through some scenarios and offer prospective dealers what I say, some ideas on how to reach potential dealers, and at the end we're going to ask for comments and questions from folks on the call tonight. So if you do have a question, please hold your question till the end. I'll ask for those. Also, if you have a comment or if you had a area where you were able to sponsor somebody, just speak up at the end, and we'll hopefully answer that question. I do have a quote of the day, and this kind of relates for today. It says, if you seek, you will find. Likewise, if you don't seek, you will not find. So how that relates tonight is when you're looking to sponsor AMSOIL dealers into your business, you have to go looking for them. They just don't happen, and just don't say, well, I want to be an AMSOIL dealer right now. That does happen, but very few in between, very rarely that it does happen where, you know, somebody just steps right up, I've been looking for you my whole life. I want to be an AMSOIL dealer. Where do I sign? So normally they don't even understand what the AMSOIL dealer program is, or that you can be a dealer or anything like that. So it's always good to find a way to offer that as part of your sales presentation. Wanted to talk about a statement from AMSOIL I have here, and I've said it before, I think, but I just want to put it back out here. And this is, I can't remember where I've gotten this from, but it's from one of their marketing brochures that came out in the past. I don't know if it's on the website or not, but the statement says, it says, the overriding priority in our marketing plan is a business opportunity for AMSOIL dealers. AMSOIL, Inc. provides programs and support mechanisms to help AMSOIL dealers earn a residual income, mainly through the sponsorship and training of AMSOIL dealers, as well as the utilization of sales programs. Certainly, every program in AMSOIL, Inc. offers dealers has a purpose. We feel it is important to define the purpose of each program so we don't lose sight of our marketing plan that supports the fact that the best way to grow a stable business and income is to grow the number of personally sponsored and well-trained AMSOIL dealers in your downline. This is the core of AMSOIL, and this is that's how we got started. All these other programs just help us, the dealers, build our business over time. But the overriding plan, how AMSOIL got started and how they continue to grow is through the AMSOIL dealer program. You know, these motorcycle shops wouldn't be registered by themselves without an AMSOIL dealer introducing it to them, getting them registered as an AMSOIL account, and so forth. So all those programs that we have, the commercial retail, the PC program, catalog retail program, those are all designed to help us, the AMSOIL dealers, earn income. So talking about sponsoring tonight, I wanted to just kind of go over some of the things that I think about, things that I read and so forth. One of them is, like, during the last show at the Tennessee Tow Show, some of the passers-by that were not business owners, we would ask them, so do you have a business? No, we don't have a business. I'm just a driver. Or no, I'm not a tow truck operator. We'd ask, so do you plan to, if they were tow truck, just the drivers, we said, do you plan to drive tow truck for the rest of your life? This was one of our questions, and most of them said, "No, I'm not. One of these days, I'm going to own my own truck." And then we would offer, "Hey, you want to look at a way to potentially help you earn extra money so you could buy your own truck? Or you ever thought about, working with AMSOIL as an AMSOIL dealer?" And we just offered that out there, handed out a few G18Cs. We didn't get anybody registered at the show, but we did hand out some dealer applications and talk to people about becoming AMSOIL dealers, as well as those that qualified for commercial retail on the shelf programs as well. So that's just one thing to think about, just offering it out there. I try to sneak it in somehow, just let people know anybody can become an AMSOIL dealer. We don't discriminate, that's for sure. Another thing I've offered is, hey, you ever looking for a plan B? You ever thought about having your own business? One of the ones from Todd Falcone, who is a trainer, he says, do you keep your options open for earning money? or do you keep your options open for an opportunity to earn money? And statements like that could really work when talking to professionals, which would be somebody like business owners or other salespeople. You know, do you ever keep your options open? You ever out there, I'm always looking, most of them people, well, I'm always looking for other ways to make money. I'm always open to that. I'll take a look at anything, you know, and that gets yourself in the door to offer what we have to provide, you know, the AMSOIL dealership opportunity. Another way that I do is looking for AMSOIL dealers and whatnot. I send out a preferred customer letter normally twice a year. I send it out with my Christmas or my winter catalogs that I send to each one of my customers. And then I also send one out usually in the spring, early summer, about 6 months after I send out the other one. So you figure I send it out in November, then I'll send another one out in March or April. And so that I make sure I get all my preferred customers twice a year. And so if you just have a six-month preferred customer, they're at least going to get one of those preferred customer letters. And in that, in the body or towards the end of the letter, I said, has your economic system situation recently changed? AMSOIL dealers can earn extra money. It costs only $30 to become an AMSOIL dealer, and preferred customers can upgrade to dealer status for just $10. And I also say, do you know someone who would like to make extra money selling AMSOIL? Have them give me a call. And when I put that, do you know someone, that is kind of not asking them directly, but you just never know. It might be them, or they might know somebody that is looking for an opportunity. So they might, so it kind of hits two with one stone on that. So, and then again, I want to thank you for becoming an AMSOIL customer. Appreciate your business. And you know, so it's real non-offensive. It just throws it out there. I'm not going to call them up every week and say, well, you should become an AMSOIL dealer. You should become an AMSOIL dealer. But I do offer it in my letter that you know, that there is an opportunity if they would like to upgrade to become an AMSOIL dealer. So I had a couple of things I want to talk about as far as being prepared to offer the AMSOIL business opportunity to other people, and we have some tools available to us through AMSOIL. One, as I've said before, always be prepared. Have you an AMSOIL catalog, G100 catalog with you, and inside that catalog, it used to be always in the middle, and they moved it. It used to be right in the very middle where the staple is at, but now I think it's like the next page after that or something like that. But anyhow, it says on there, about becoming a preferred customer and a dealer. So if you do have the AMSOIL retail catalog, the current catalog now I have here dated 4/12. It's on page 23. It says, want more? Become an AMSOIL dealer. AMSOIL products are sold to independent dealers, people like you, people looking for a full-time or to earn extra money on a part-time basis. You can start as a dealer for under $50, put as much or little you want into it. So it's there, and when I'm going through the catalog, I stop at that page, I open it up, and I said, well, here's the preferred customer program. I said, but then, you know, if you would like to earn money on the products that you use and the products that you recommend to your friends to use, you can make extra money.
Yeah.
So, and I put that in there on the, and I show it to them right there, and I let them see, look, this is how I got started. This is, you know, that's an excellent way to lead into somebody. This is how I got started. So they see that you're what you're doing. Oh, if he can do it, I can do it type of thing, or she can do it and whatnot. So that's one of the tools there that is with every AMSOIL catalog. So if you've got them, you know, have them and give them out. We also have the G85, which is the AMSOIL business opportunity brochure, and it explains all the programs that we have and all the different programs, PC programs, how to make money in each one. It's a kind of a complicated brochure. Try not to present that to somebody and explain the entire business opportunity. Say, this is how, you know, a way that you can make money with these programs. Try to keep it simple. You know, you can register retail accounts. They buy products. You get a check. You know, you can register commercial accounts and so forth. That's just one way to do that. And it kind of works well, I think, because that G85 is it shows, you know, it gives them ideas. Oh, I know so-and-so, and I know that, and I know this. And so that gives them a lot of ideas how, if they were going to get started with their business, how they can get started. Another one is the G1290, and that's the actual AMSOIL dealership and preferred customer trifold brochure. This is an excellent brochure because it talks about the products, talks about the company, and it talks about the actual opportunity. And it talks in there, and it talks about personal sales, catalog sales, commercial retail, building your group. Excellent little brochure. One that's probably not very well known is AMSOIL has these sponsoring cards. You can buy them in packs of 25. And I just looked on the website to make sure they still have them. It's a G1473, and it just looks like a business card. On the front, it talks about the AMSOIL dealership and how to get started. And then on the back, it has a little place where you could write in your name and telephone number. I usually just put a sticker over that with my name and contact information as well as my website. And actually, I have, I don't know if somebody met me personally, in our group here, I have sponsoring cards that I had made up on this print. I could share those with you or help you design them yourself. So I went and I got, you know, 500 of these, own your own business, low startup costs, no territories, no inventory, training available, call for a free business review packet is what I put on there. And then on the back, I put my contact information, so it's a two-sided card. But I put these on bulletin boards. If I run in, or if I run into somebody, just hand it to them. They can look at it, you know, and decide what they want to do with it from there. I actually had a guy in the barbershop the other day, car sales guy, handed him one, and he took it, and we're going to follow up in the future. But it's an excellent little card because you always have one in your wallet or whatever, and you know, just hand one to somebody. So I was going to say here, a lot of people talk about sponsoring potential commercial retail accounts as dealers. And that's the question, you know, should I sponsor them as a dealer instead of a commercial account or a retail on the shelf account? And, you know, many people will tell me, dealers I talk to, I say, well, won't I lose money if I sponsor them as a dealer instead of a commercial retail account, because I don't make that commercial retail, you know, 20% or 17%, whatever it is. And my answer, and always my answer, is you should always offer the dealer opportunity if they're interested or if the situation warrants it. Some commercial accounts, if the guy's a, you know, if it's a giant large corporation and there's all kinds of management or whatever, probably wouldn't be a good fit for them to become an AMSOIL dealer. But if it's a farmer, or if it's a pest control guy and he owns one vehicle, what's wrong with offering the dealership option? You know, just offer that, and eventually, if that person decides to build an AMSOIL business, they would help you make a lot more money than they would likewise if they ever just use the products. So. That's why I always offer it. You know, you won't lose money, you'll, in the long run, you'll make more money. So, and that brings me to a thing. One of the dealers on our team, Craig Tice, is a shop owner. He owns a automotive repair business, and when we first met, he didn't qualify for the retail on the shelf. He qualified as a, he didn't qualify because he had a shop at his house. Now he owns an actual shop. It's on, you know, main part of town and whatnot. But so we signed him up as an AMSOIL dealer, and he's been selling it at his shop since 2008, recommending AMSOIL, putting it on the shelf, and he's also sponsored some dealers and other customers. And my question would be, would he be selling as much AMSOIL if he was not a dealer? And my guesstimation would probably be no. He's using the products in his own vehicles. He has dealers in his team that are out working their AMSOIL business. And, you know, he's getting commission on his own products that he's selling. So he orders a couple $1,000s worth of products to stock on his shelves, offer for his customers, and then all of his dealer team. So he's making more money as an AMSOIL dealer off of AMSOIL products than he would be if he's just using the products as a retail on the shelf. He would never make an AMSOIL check. So that's one instance. Another instance is a dealer in our team that owns three multi-line motorcycle shops. These are, you know, actual big dealerships where they sell Honda, Suzuki, and so forth. And he started out as a retail-on-the-shelf account, but wanted to get better pricing. So we offered the dealer option, and now the fact that if you order $10,000-$11,000 at a time, you're going to get a 10% discount on AMSOIL, plus you're going to get an AMSOIL check on that. And now he orders at least $10,000 at a time, and he does that several times a year. So he's doing some serious volume, and he is a direct jobber because of the volume that he does for his own shops. So that's an excellent thing to think about when you're talking to business owners. You know, be prepared to, you know, ask them, you know, give that option. Say, okay, we have this option. You can get AMSOIL as a commercial retail account, whatever they qualify for. But there's also the dealership option. Might be something that you might want to take a look at, you know, for the cost of a pizza, $15, you get started as a dealer, you know. And most of them are just want to get the best price. So they might sign up, become a dealer so they can get it at the wholesale price plus a commission or whatever. And then they start seeing, offering it to some of their customers or selling the product more, and then they start wanting to build an AMSOIL business. So it doesn't happen overnight, but it could grow into something where that person, you know, becomes an AMSOIL direct jobber and what have you. Another thing great to do is say, hey, let's say you have an automotive shop, and say you build up your shop and you're selling AMSOIL, and eventually you get tired of spinning wrenches. You get tired of, you know, that day-to-day work, and you built your AMSOIL business beside doing your automotive shop business. You sell your automotive shop, you keep your AMSOIL dealership, you're still going to be making money off of that even if you don't even own the shop anymore. You know, you sell that shop to somebody else, they would carry AMSOIL. You just register them either as a dealer or a retail on the shelf account, and you keep all the commissions you were earning, you know, from your dealership. So that's another thing to think about. So somebody wanted to know where to find potential AMSOIL dealers and then who to sponsor. So where to find potential dealers is, you know, people you already know. It could also be like associations if you're in any kind of motorcycle groups, or you're in any kind of associations that you would be in. You know, it could be an opportunity to present the AMSOIL thing. If you're an association of pest control sprayers of America, you go to a pest control meeting, and, you know, you just say, oh, what else do you do, and what do you do? And then, you know, hey, I'm an AMSOIL dealer. We're looking for AMSOIL dealers, and you might be able to find somebody that's interested in that. Networking events, you could find potential AMSOIL dealers. You could advertise for dealers. I've done that limited, but you can advertise, you know, put an ad in the paper, put an ad on the Internet and so forth. And then, of course, there's an Internet. If you have a website, you can put on there. On your website, I have a whole page dedicated on my website just to becoming an AMSOIL dealer, and so it is something to think about on the Internet as well. And some of this information is coming from the How to Sponsor AMSOIL Dealers. It's book 5 in the T1 certification series. It's available to any AMSOIL dealer. You can download it in the dealer zone. So it's who to sponsor, people who already use the products, people who want to own their own business, hardworking self-starters, which could be other professionals like real estate agents, salespeople, car, people that are in the cars, older people that are looking for additional income, younger people make excellent AMSOIL dealers, people looking for experience, mentorship, and the ability to use their talents. I know a lot of people that say, well, I work for this company and I don't feel like I'm getting the most out of it. I have all these other ideas and I want to use these ideas. And that's, I guess, kind of like where I'm at. I come up with all kind of crazy ideas, and if I work for a company, they probably think I was nuts. I get to try them. If they work, if they don't, you know, we move on to something else. And then also, don't forget to look at people that are different than you. And it's kind of hard because, you know, people that are, it's like I don't hang around people that listen to different music than I do. I listen to, you know, same type of music. But, you know, just one thing, if you're white, look at minorities. If you're a minority, look for white people. diversify your business. If you're a man, look at sponsoring women. If you're a woman, look at sponsoring, you know, men, whatever, what have you. It's always good to have a diverse group in of your group, because you're going to have different different background. People with different backgrounds have different ideas, do things differently, and it's a good way to diversify your business. And on a note, family members can be difficult. Just saying that, you know, I've sponsored some people in my family with very little success, and that's the same goes with your children. But, you know, if you do have someone that is in your family, and if you do get them to work with you and they're interested in building a business, I think it could be very powerful. You know, they always say that, you never get in a feud with a family, you know, because, you know, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys. They go to town, you know, and you get a couple family members that are think alike or whatever, and they could just go to town and look out. So don't neglect them, but I always say don't focus on trying to get your family involved with AMSOIL. About as far as I go now is I give them all Christmas presents that are AMSOIL, and that's as far as it goes. If they want to do something, they'll contact me. So, and that's kind of what I have tonight on the business opportunity side of the AMSOIL business. Does anybody have any questions or anybody have any comments that their experience maybe with AMSOIL or sponsoring somebody, an area that we covered? You might have a question. I'd be glad to clarify it. Any questions?
Hello? Only one I have is a comment.
Yeah.
One of my dealers is he owns a powder shop, and what ended up happening was when he wanted to get into diesel, he ended up signing up as a dealer, and he's one that stocks diesel oil. So anytime someone calls me and wants diesel oil, since I can't stock it, keep a whole lot of stock, I always refer him to him. Because he has a whole bunch of stock in stock in his shop.
Okay. Well, that's good. And it's good to have that. And, you know, the dealership option, you know, they definitely have more flexibility. We've got several folks that have motorcycle shops, and we tell them, look, if you become a dealer, you can put it on your website. If you're just a retail on the shelf account, you can't do that, you know. You can have AMSOIL catalogs, you know. So having business owners, I think, as AMSOIL dealers, and you get some on board that are really serious about the product, they can really bring up some serious volume, you know, as opposed to somebody that's just out trying to, and they got a couple quarts in their garage or stocking that. But, you know, if you've got a shop that's going through some serious products, that's a good way to build up that volume. So, anyhow. Any other questions or comments for tonight? Okay. Well, I think it's a great call. People that are looking to sponsor dealers, you should always be prospecting for dealers, offering the opportunity. What you saw, one thing that I guess end on is the opportunity that you're seeing on your business. You saw the opportunity. You have a goal that you want to accomplish. You have a reason for building your AMSOIL business. There are other people that have the same ideas. We just got to get in front of them. There's a lot of people out there, I think, that are hurting. They might be laid off for long periods of time. And I always tell people, look, if you're laid off, if you're running an AMSOIL business, you might not get rich overnight, but it's going to keep you fresh. It's going to keep you in the game. It's going to be adding something to your resume. And that's one of the keys. You might not decide to do AMSOIL full-time, but if you started an AMSOIL business while you're unemployed, you can put that on your resume and say, well, look, I'm not employed. I started a business, and add it to your resume, and that can help you get a job. And that's one of the things that I think is a motivating factor, you know, to becoming an AMSOIL dealer. So with that, hope everybody enjoyed the call tonight. Appreciate everybody calling in. This is being recorded, so look for the replay. Come out in email later this week. And hope everybody has a good evening. And
thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Jonathan. Happy sponsoring. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night, Michael.
Going to make 15 at least.
Good night.
Good night.